Hey guys, my name is Gabby Herrera. I recently graduated from Lake Highlands High School and I will be heading to College Station this fall. I grew up in somewhat of a Christian household with an older sister and brother and a younger sister. We attended church only on the big holidays or on occasion, but I never felt that anyone in my family had a true relationship with Christ. I always looked at my friends' families as perfect, as they appeared to have it all together, unlike my own. When I was in third grade, my parents told me that they were getting a divorce. I initially thought that maybe this wouldn't be too bad and that there could be some benefits. But as the year went on, I started to feel alone in this since no other family seemed to have the issue of divorced parents that I was close to. All I desired at the time was for my family to be together again. This is around the time I started to lean into what the Lord had to offer and find comfort in Him, since the advice from my peers wasn't comforting or biblical. I joined a small group in fifth grade and started to get involved in community. I gave my best effort to attend small group as much as I could, which was something new for me, but what attracted me was that my small group and leaders were able to offer me advice that wasn't from their own mouth, but from the Lord Himself. I found comfort in the wisdom that they shared with me. 1 year later, I committed my life to following and growing in Christ and got baptized, but the Lord still was going to show me what it meant to have full trust in Him. Just when I thought I had enough on my plate, my mom sat me down and explained to me that my brother had a serious drug and alcohol problem. This slowly grew into an addiction and one that affected all of us. My last year of elementary school and leading into junior high was marked by visiting my brother in jail and different rehabs. This led to me again feeling alone and isolated. I knew my only option was to rely solely on the Lord because no one else would understand. In the midst of all this, I got to see a glimpse of God's goodness when my parents got back together in the ninth grade. It was comforting to hear from the Lord when I started to feel that He wasn't listening to me at all. Around the same time, I was involved in a relationship with a guy that was filled with impurity. Our relationship did not start unhealthy, but as more time passed that our relationship was not rooted in Christ, I found it grew into something that I was not proud of. I felt guilty for my actions, but I continued to ignore what the Lord was trying to teach me and show me. After serving at Camp Barnabas the summer after freshman year, the Lord opened my eyes to see what it was truly like to abide with Him daily and surround myself with believers who wanted the best for me. After spending that week in fellowship and hearing biblical encouragement from a friend, I decided to end this relationship. Putting an end to this relationship was a blessing and has given me a desire to choose my relationships wisely and built on God's word. Throughout high school, my family had questions if my brother was struggling through a mental illness due to his drug addiction. His mental health was on a decline, and we questioned his diagnosis with schizophrenia. Thankfully, we got the news that he was not battling this condition, but the problem of his mental health can still present itself in times, and that is when I go back to remind myself what the Lord has taught me about trusting in Him. Looking back, I can now see that my parents' divorce, brother's addiction, and my involvement in an impure relationship have shaped who I am today. The Lord has showed His grace by allowing my brother to pull out of his addiction and start walking with Him. Throughout these years of the Lord testing my faith, I started to lay my trust in this verse, Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future." The Lord's plans may not be what I would choose or would hope for, but I know that ultimately He will never leave me and only provide me with a greater future. My growth with the Lord is in progress every day. I have to choose to believe that He is good in every circumstance and that in the end He will choose the path that allows me to grow closer to Him. Heading into the next chapter of my life, I am excited to see what the Lord has in store and how He can use my story to disciple others and show them what a great God we serve. Thank you for listening to my story.